listening for how he's fitting in too.
Okay.
All right, one, two, one, two, three, four.
Less to listen to.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right, you want as many things to run along.
These are the most important things, right?
Yeah.
And then the snare is third.
Snare is just phrase making.
The bass
something.
Is really just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even. Yeah.
Bass is just an occasional hit every now and then. Yeah.
You know, what else you can do if you want to do something in the snare, with like in a particular person's solo, you can use rim clicks on like just on the floor.
Yeah, that was a lot better.
Just to make a different texture, but it also
adds
a certain drive, and it's like if someone's
if
you're picking on a particular solo, to go to that, stay consistent to that, only doing a couple choruses, it sounds good, and it locks the everyone in town on the floor. There it is. Some people might do on the two, some people do on the two and the four. Depends on the type of song, but doing it just one of them is good.
Also does mean
and it's sort of
you're not going to switch. I mean, some people switch that sometimes during the bass solo, but you don't switch. You almost never switch to that.
Oh, that's just for bass. Yeah, and I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
And on top of it, you don't want to switch to that one.
Yeah,
I'm aware of it. Like
there's certain styles of songs that want that.
Taking away from it, but not generally not.
Yeah, what's
the
like if you were doing the intro.
Right.
That might have that kind of going up and down, closing of the snare of the hi hat with it. But probably on a song like this, that wouldn't be one to use.
You'll hear exactly where they're putting
the bass solo quietly.
That's a very good thought for me. You might like that sometimes, right? It's a good thought for me because how can I fix it? It's not only the rhythm, but also
That's sort of like a nuts of the solo because you've got to follow the chords anyway.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but it takes you out of the rhythmic element, so that makes it, that simplifies something. You can play it from a bass line, but you can play it not by quarter notes. But that's not the same as doing eighths and all the other stuff.
Yeah. All right, that was a useful sidebar.
Yeah? So you guys got something?
Yeah, because let's try,
let's use the volume level there.
To our advantage. I think they're doing Octopus's Garden or something. Oh no, never mind. I thought they were on a Beatles too.
I thought
they are.
Beatles.
Good look around you. Okay. Let's do, let's just try that all again.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I told him to just paraphrase what we were just talking about. Sometimes when a soloist just leaves a little space to key into time again, that can be really useful for the rhythm section. In fact, I was telling him that in jam situations where time gets weird or the beat gets flipped or something, even if it comes to my solo again, I'll just not play for a couple of bars and let the time settle and then start. Because if you start off with, no idea where the time is, good luck.
It doesn't get better.
It does not get better, it will only get worse. One of those things. So, hard to think right now.
And that's more for me than for you. When you stop playing, it has a different impact.
It's about 10. Let's give it a couple
minutes
for them to get out of there.